East Coast Breakfast.
Listen, if I hadn't WhatsApped you or messaged you or whatever, happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, guys.
We haven't even said that to each other yet. How rude.
Yeah. So happy New Year.
You know where it's not a Happy New Year at all in Venezuela. So they are in a very uncertain era. The president and his wife were captured and removed. Nicolas Maduro, the country's president for the last 12 years by U.S. President Donald Trump. Our South African embassy and our government has asked the UN to please meet over this particular issue. It is very concerning. And also the tracksuit that Nicolas Maduro was wearing when he was captured has now been sold out online on Nike. So it's done really well for their marketing.
And he had a weird hat on as well.
I don't know about that, but that grey tracksuit has been ordered. It's now sold out everywhere across the world.
Is that all the rage then?
Yeah.
Do you have that grey?
But funny story, I was going to order it as a gift for someone. Because I saw it and it looks so cool. And now
winter's coming up. We have real winter, but I mean,
a very weird situation. That's imperialist behavior. That's Darth Vader stuff. Right there.
Very scary.
Who goes and kidnaps another sovereign state's president? And his wife.
And I take your oil.
Oh,
Frank Samosas there.
No, it's not that kind of oil.
maybe it's angry, I don't know.
No, it's called the really, really thick sludge, which ironically 80% of US refineries refine that specific kind of oil. Mm-hmm. It's just weird. The weird coincidences.
Funny that.
All over the place here. Yeah. I mean, we don't read anything into it, right? No, but South Africa's doing the right things, and let's hope, I don't know what we can even hope for in that scenario, but I just hope, Nicholas and his wife are okay.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.